We probably, all of us or a lot of us, have heard that expression, can't, never could do anything. You ever heard that? One of those old adages that I was raised on. There's one of those expressions that in reality, it means generally we've either say we're saying we don't want to do something, or we don't feel like that we have the skill to do it. And we say, I can't. I can't. Whatever, you fill in the blank. As the older I get, the more I like the old adages, because for a couple of reasons. One is they're a connection to the past and how people passed on wisdom and knowledge, maybe sometimes in a more obscure manner, rather than setting up a seminar or a class. They had something that they would say over and over. And I can remember saying to my parents, my mother in particular, I can't do something. And she would tell me, can't, never, could do anything. Because she knew I could. And more than likely it was because I didn't want to. It might have been because I didn't think I knew how, but I said, I can't. And on the other side of that, you may have had someone say something to you that they said, I don't know how you do that. I can't do that. Maybe in our line of work. It may be operating a piece of machinery. It may be something that you have developed in your method of handling livestock, or somebody else looks on and says, I just can't do that. Well, what are they saying, really? They might be saying, I don't have the skill, and they might be saying, I don't want to. In our world today, there are many that look on us as a group of people, as this congregation here maybe, and say, I can't live like you do. I can't do that. Some say they can't live without something that they're attached to. Something that we might look on and feel like they're in bondage to. And they say, I can't do it. Some think the life of a Christian is hard and unobtainable. And so they say, I can't. I believe that want to or desire for something is probably one of the most crucial things that we can contribute ourselves. What do we want in life? There's things that initially I would say I can't do that maybe some of you can. When it comes to understanding how the connectivity happens between all of our electronic devices, I might say, I can't understand that. In reality, with a little bit more research and application, I can learn. I can understand that. there's a skill level that maybe I don't have, and some others might have that. There's real talent. I'm thinking right now of being able to get to backing up trailers. You know, I don't know if they do now. Brother Rob could answer this, but for years, those that have driven trucks, there was no cameras on the back of the trailer, and I'm guessing there's still not. For you to be able to see exactly where you're at and being able to judge your depth of perception and being able to back something up. They have, I don't know what they call them, blind side. Knowing how to judge the width of your trailer and the width of the roadway or the drive or whatever you're trying to, there's a skill there. And initially I might say, I can't. Well, maybe I can't under pressure. There's a skill that those of you that have driven trucks like that you've cultivated. And you have an ability that I haven't cultivated. Loading livestock into trailers, you know. That takes a level of skill. And there are those that have cultivated that and they've worked with livestock to the point that they're able to do that. There's skills that I've cultivated in my line of work that others look on and say, I just can't do that. Well, I disagree by and large. I disagree because I feel like I don't feel like I do anything that others can't do. I don't feel like that our testimony of salvation is something that others can't have. You know, there is an enemy out there that wants to tell you, you just can't. You can't have victory. You can't have confidence. You can't have trust. You can't have power with God. You can't pray. You can't testify. You can't, I don't know, just goes on and on. The devil, that's one of the most debilitating things that he can do to us, and things that he can hamper us with is getting us to believe that we can't. So I have some scriptures I want to read to you today, and I'd like for you to at least jot down where they are, and I'd like for you to read them again at another time. And I'm not going to comment a lot on every one of them, but I just want us to think about what it says, and I hope, I would really like for everybody in the congregation to be able to have a verse that these verses cause you to think of. Because there's many more in the scripture. The empowerment that the scripture gives us and that God gives us to be able to say, I can. So the first one is in Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 13th verse. And some of you know that verse by heart. It says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can. It doesn't say I can't. It doesn't say that because of who I am or whatever, I can't have victory or I can't gain the ground that I need to gain. It says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And think about a little book that my parents read to me and I've read to my children about the little engine that could. You've heard that story. And the stories about little about train engines and failures of others and the little engine that could. And he started up, and it's the tempo of the book is that he, I think I can. And it got down really slow because it was pulling a long grade with a big load, and he said, I think I can. You remember that? Maybe you listened to it on a tape. And then when he crossed the top of the hill and started down the other side, what did he say? I thought I could. As he built up speed and momentum. The Lord wants us to have not just a positive frame of mind, but he wants us to gain our strength through Christ. That's the enabling factor that levels the playing field. You might be taller than me. You might be stronger than me. You might have this or that or something else. You might have more experience and you might have a lot of other things, but it's Christ that enables us. He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Isaiah 30:21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk you in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. The Lord was speaking to the prophet and he told him that when you're in question and you're wanting to tell yourself and probably others, I can't, you'll hear, what did he say? A word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk in it. When you turn to the right, when you turn to the left, when you're making decisions in life and you think, I can't. I just can't accomplish what needs to be accomplished. I want you to remember this verse. And I want you to listen for the word behind you that says, this is the way. Walk you in it. This is the way you ought to turn. This is the level. This is the thing that enables us, because the verse said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. In Isaiah 59, in verse 1, he says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. What that's, those negatives in there, it's a lot of double negatives, which if you're fascinated with mathematics, you know that two negatives make a positive. When you're the product, when you multiply negative times a negative, it's a positive number always. And that's what it's saying here. The Lord's hand, it says, is not shortened that it cannot save. That means his hand can save. All right? It's not that it can't. It's saying his hand is not shortened that it cannot save. It means his hand can save. Neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. His ear does hear. He does hear your prayers. He does hear your petitions. He does hear the cry of your heart. And when you say, Lord, I can't see how I'm going to make it through this. He hears that. And he wants to enable us. He wants to give us the skill. He wants to give us the will to say, I think I can. I think I can. I believe I can. By the grace of God, I'll come out with victory through whatever this tough place is in my life. In Joel 2, verse 25, he says, I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten. You ever had anything eaten up by bugs? There's nothing more, any more disheartening than something come along and decide that you're garden produce is tasty. I remember looking out the window, kitchen window of the house we lived in Veneta. Had a garden. I'd worked hard at breaking up the sod and working the ground, and I'd planted a little garden in the backyard. And I looked out the back window, and there's a starling out there, I believe it was, in my garden, just going down my tomato. I kept noticing my tomato plants just couldn't really get off and go. And I looked out there, and this starling was standing there by my tomato plant and had a hold of one of the leaves and the limb, and he was jerking it, and it looked like he was going to uproot it, but he just kept jerking on my tomato plant until he jerked off one of the little limbs, I guess you, leaf off of my tomato plant, and he flew off with it. And then here's another one down there, and he was doing the same thing. I had to get my BB gun. You just don't eat my tomato plants like that. That's not right. You know, he said here, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the starlings, the things that is a pest. We consider starlings as pests, or at least I do. I don't know what good they do for it. God made them for some reason, and I'm not sure what they are, but to me, they're a trial. They just make a lot of messy things for us to clean up. And they eat things that I don't want them to eat. There's other things. They could have pulled a limb off of a Jimson weed or a cucklebur or something, but not my tomato plant. He says, and I will, he's talking about the Lord, I'll restore those things that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. The Lord is going to help us. He's there for us. It's His ear is not heavy. It's not plugged up where He can't hear. He does hear. And He wants to restore the things that all the pests, the canker worm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, the locust, the sparrow, the years that you spent not living for the Lord, the bad decisions that you've made in the past that's maybe cost time, that's cost energy, that's cost, that's wounded your courage or your confidence, the Lord wants to fix that. And He can. He does, and He will. So He wants to remove all of the things that would cause us to say, I can't. He wants to give us the skill. He wants to give us the will to say, I think I can't. I think I can't. In Romans 8 and verse 38, one of my favorite scriptures, one, the first one I felt like the Lord give to me. He says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. When we come to the place that we believe what the words say in these two verses, this is Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. The writer Paul here said, I am persuaded. That sounds like he's convinced. I'm persuaded that death, life, angels, principalities, we might say the government, no powers, nor things present, nor things to come, none of these kind of things are going to be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He wants to enable us. He wants us to have the confidence that nothing can keep us from the Lord. And the devil wants to tell us, you can't do that. You can't testify of victory. You can't testify of courage. I'm telling you, we can. You can have the will and you can have the skill. In Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and the 20th and the 21st verse, It says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. There's the blood of an everlasting covenant. He'll make you perfect in every good work to do his will. You can. Don't say, I can't. You know, can't never did anything. You never accomplish anything by saying, I can't. What we're really saying is, I won't. I won't try. I won't practice until I can. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. It says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's God that works in us, that enables us. It's his everlasting covenant. He wants to work in us and through us. I don't know how to say it effectively. Well, I want you to know that it's because of God that I've been able to do some of the things that the Lord, I feel like the Lord's helped me to do. It's not because I came from a background of especially skill or I don't have a master's degree in anything. But it's because God has helped me. I want us to cultivate, by the grace of God, Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. By the grace of God, I can. He said here, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God wants to come and restore what all of the pests, what all the trials, what all the temptations, what all the bad decisions might have been in the past that has cost us something. He wants to restore those things. He don't want me to say, I can't. Because why? Because can't never did anything. Can't never accomplished anything. If we are satisfied to just say, I can't, we won't. If we're satisfied to say, I can't, we won't. We'll never have victory. We'll never learn how. If we just say, I can't, it's very limiting, isn't it? Let's go to Isaiah 41 and 10. Talking about God being in us, working in us. He says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, we're in that. Do we have the privilege of saying, I can't? We don't. We don't have the privilege or the liberty to say, I can't. It's because he said, I'm with thee. I'm thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I'll be with thee. I'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. There's a lot of things that when we come up against, the easiest thing maybe to do would be to say, I can't. I don't want to. I don't have the skill to. I just can't. That's not what the Lord's looking for. That's not what He came for. He didn't come to equip us to say, I can't. He came to equip us to be able to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'd like for us to turn to Psalms, the 4th chapter, and I'd like to read this to you. Psalms chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. I'm sorry, it's Psalms 46. There was a day that my Sunday school teacher at the time asked me to memorize this. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Anything you think of that you think I can't, God will be there for you. You coming up against something that you don't know what the answer to is, you come up against things that feels like it's too big for you and you want to say, I can't. Remember, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. He said, we will not be afraid, though the earth be removed. Though it looks like everything around us is in an uproar and it's being changed. You ever feel like that? I think every generation has. I feel that way. Society's in an uproar. Everything's going down the tube. Worst I ever seen. I mean, you could just get plumbed down in the mully grubs. You know what Jeremiah told the people that was in captivity in Babylon? He said, build houses. Let your children get married. Have grandchildren. Plant a garden. The Lord's going to bring you out of that. You know what kind of man Jeremiah was? He's a prophet that everything bad could have happened bad did. They throwed him in a hole in the ground. Left him down in there. I don't know how long, but Jeremiah did not have an easy time of it at all. And he's the one encouraging others. You can do it. Build a house. Plant your field. Get some grandchildren. Life's going to go on. The Lord's going to bring you out of this. You think you got something that you just want to say, I just can't. I just can't. Therefore will not we fear. That's what the psalmist said. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river. There is a source. There's something that is on our side. There's a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. There is a source of power. There's a source of strength. There's a source that will enable you to change your I can'ts to, by the grace of God, I will. I can. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. God will be there. He'll be that voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk you in it. I don't know what you're up against personally, but I do know this, that God will be there. He'll be in the midst of it. He says, the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. A lot of dramatic things might happen. He says, the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know I am God. You know, one of the tactics of the enemy is whispering things. I don't think you better try that. Oh, that's a mistake. You can't do that. You can't have victory. You're going to fail. Enemy, it just bombards us with that. And he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The back of the book, if you will, says that we win. When we expire from this mortal existence, when we have endeavored to live pleasing to the Lord through our life, we win. There's an eternity of heaven, of bliss waiting for us. He says the princes of the people are gathered together. I skipped down, wrong verse. He says, I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He'll be the voice behind you. He'll be the one that has helping restore the things that all the pests, all of our troubles have eaten away from us. He will help us to be strengthened in whatever stage of life we are, whether we're young, whether we're middle-aged or whether we're old, the Lord can strengthen us and restore the things that the enemy has been able to erode away. My have a neighbor up the road from me a little ways that has a very typical barbed wire fence around a pasture area where he has some cattle in it. And so I just noticed, you know, that some of the T-posts, generally you drive a T-post in until the little flag is below the surface. Well, some of this fence, there was, I don't know, probably 100 feet or more of that fence. The flags on the T-post were up out of the ground. But the wire was the same height all the way. It's not like somebody had pulled the T-post up. And I don't know, I don't even know if I asked him about it, but he brought the subject up one day and he said, yeah, he said, my wife she don't like weed eating around those T-posts. She said, he said she sprays all of that with herbicide, Roundup or something. And because she sprayed it with Roundup and all the vegetation was dead, there was no roots there to hold the ground in place, and the rain came and washed the dirt away. So it was, the T-post was driven in the proper depth, but erosion had happened over a course of time, and now it looked like his T-posts were all up 6-8 inches, like somebody pulled them up a little bit. That's not what happened. You know, our life might be something where we realize the enemy has been able to erode something away. It's just like the Palmer worm. It's just like those things that have come and eat away. The locust. Erosion. Because of the wear and tear of life. And we think, oh, I can't ever recover from that. I want to tell you, you can. By the grace of God, we can. He'll be there for us. I want to end with one more verse. In Galatians, the second chapter, and the 20th verse. Apostle Paul here again says, I believe this is the one I want. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. What's he saying here? I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. When Christ lives in you, you can. You can be victorious. You've been struggling with something? Feel like you almost have the victory, and then you realize, I don't really have the victory. You've been faced with a decision, and in retrospect, you look back and say, that was not the right decision. How can I ever have the amount of trust I need to have in God? How can I ever be in a place to be the example of holiness, of righteousness, of godliness in this present world? Those words I used, I thought I had the victory over saying those words. You can. With Christ living in you, there is so much empowerment in the Scripture. And the secret is of having Christ within, Christ alive within you. There is victory. The enemy wants you to say, I just can't. But remember, can't, never could do anything. It's never accomplished anything. There is, you know, today we would not have the convenience of being able to fly in a commercial airline to a foreign country for whatever reason, mission work, visiting distant relatives, business, or whatever. We would not be able to do that if we'd listen to can't. There would not be one saved person in this world today if they believed that I can't. We can't accept that. We cannot accept can't. I have to realize there's something better. I want the will and I want the skill. I want to have the will to be victorious. I want to have the will to have the power. And I'm willing to practice. I'm willing to apply myself until I can be like the little engine that could. You pray for me.